to 96 buds, and every bud will grow into a perfectly formed embryo, and every embryo into a mature baby, making 96 human beings grow where only one grew before. Progress.
But what advantage is it, sir?
Oh, my good boy, can't you see? Where in olden times nature allowed us only to have twins or perhaps triplets or so, today we can create scores, yes, scores of identical individuals. We can manufacture men and women in uniform batches. Think of it. An entire factory staffed with the product of one single egg. 96 identical individuals working 96 identical machines. At last, society really knows where it stands. Remember, it was our Ford who gave us the concept of the assembly line when he was on Earth many centuries ago. And now, boys, we will go up to the bottling room where we shall see how we create each class of society. Alphas, betas, deltas, etc. Come with me. Well, Nanina.
Oh, director.
Oh, charming, charming. What are you injecting into our embryos today, my dear? Typhoid antitoxin?
Yes, sir.
Are you busy this afternoon?
Oh, not after 5, sir.
Good. Suppose we get together then on the roof.
That would be fine.
I've admired you for some time, Nanina. I'm looking forward to a closer acquaintance.
Thank you, sir.
And now, boys, we're off to the bottling room.
You are a lucky girl. The director of hatcheries and conditioning.
Oh, hello, Fanny.
Oh, you can trust the director to be the perfect gentleman. I saw him pat you.
He wants me.
You see? That shows what he stands for. The strictest conventionality. And it's about time you started belonging to someone else, my dear.
But I like Henry Foster. We've only been with each other 4 months.
4 months? Well, what would the district world controller say? You know how he disapproves anything intense or long-drawn. And it isn't as though there were anything painful or disagreeable about being with one or two other men besides Henry. After all, everyone belongs to everyone else.
You're quite right, Fanny, as usual.
Good girl.
Fanny, do you know Bernard Marx?
Bernard
Marx? Why not? Bernard's an Alpha Plus. Besides, he asked me to go to New Mexico, to the Savage Reservation with him.
But his reputation. They say he doesn't like obstacle golf.
Oh, they say, they say.
And that he spends most of his time by himself alone. They say somebody made a mistake when he was still in the bottle. Thought he was a gamma and put alcohol into his blood substitute. That's why he's so stunted.
Oh, what nonsense.
Oh, very well, Lenina. It's your life, my dear. But I think you're heading for trouble.
And here we have the bottling room. Little embryos, carefully bottled, being rocked gently to and fro as they did in olden days when carried by their mothers. Now, boys, you must learn to distinguish between smut and science. I am going to use that word again. As scientists of tomorrow, you must learn to cope with it. Mother.
Oh.
There, that's better. As a matter of fact, there is an area in our world where humans are still viviparous, still give birth to their children. The Savage Reservation in New Mexico. I visited there once myself, many years ago. Dreadful, filthy place. Naturally, civilization has improved on all that. Ah, it is here we control the embryo's growth, each batch carefully regulated to produce the exact class of citizen we desire. And here is our Mr. Henry Foster in charge of bottling. Oh, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Please explain the process to the students.
Oh, delighted, sir.
By the way, Henry, before you begin, I made a date with Lenina Crown this afternoon.
Oh, really? I'm delighted, sir. I'm sure you'll enjoy belonging to her.
Good. Very pneumatic girl. Now, please proceed.
This way, gentlemen. Here, we advance the process. One by one, the eggs are transferred from their test tubes into these larger decanters and moved along to the labelers, carefully labeled as to heredity, date of fertilization, sex, name, serial number. Gentlemen, there are 88 cubic feet of card index in this room.
Amazing.